from PRX.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and friends beyond the binary, it's time for the podcaster. I'm calling for some quiet rebellion of kindness. So tomorrow, if you could give some smiles and some waves out, and if you don't feel like it, give yourself a smile and a wave, either in the mirror or in bed. You know, just imagine you're seeing yourself smiling and waving. And why a quiet rebellion? Where does it start? Well, it starts with a good night's sleep, which I hope I can help with. Doesn't start with proper pronunciation, clearly. And the reason why, it's time for Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. And if you're one of the listeners that falls asleep very fast, if I could just have your attention for a few minutes, or tomorrow, remember when your hand hits the fridge, sleepwithmepodcast.com/sponsors, because here's the ways we keep the show going. But this is Scoots here. This is where I ask you to, hey, if you think about signing up for Sleep With Me Plus at sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus, with just a few questions. If you're new to the show, just ignore this message. Or if you only listen to Sleep With Me occasionally, or it could be easily replaced by another show, not important. Do you listen to Sleep With Me regularly? Yes. But yeah, does it improve your life in any way at all? And would you miss Sleep With Me if we stopped making it? Like, how much would you be willing to give on an annual basis or a monthly basis to say, hey, go ahead and start that podcast back up? So this is a way of not doing that. I'm asking if the answer to those questions are yes. Yeah, you're a regular listener. Yes, Sleep With Me improves your life. Yes, I could and would pay for the show if it was missing from my life. I'd pay to get it back. Or if you lost it, like you'd say, oh, where has my Sleep With Me podcast gone? Could you help me find it? And this is a reward, whatever, $120. I need my year of Sleep With Me back. Or you would find a way to support the show if you said, well, now I got to put up a poster. If the answers are yes, like I do need, like we're kind of in that place right now, and the whole podcasting industry is in that place more or less, where it's like, hey, I really need you to think about supporting the show right now. If the answer is yes to those questions. So we don't have to go through, oh, where has my Sleep With Me podcast gone? Because I don't want that. I love making the show. It does take a team of people to make the show. So think about it. sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. If you get a lot out of the show and you'd miss it and you'd say, oh, where has my Sleep With Me podcast gone? Sign up for sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. And I'll thank you. Believe me, I'll send you a video and say thanks. Thanks so much. Hey, everybody. Have you checked out Night Vale's newest podcast, Adventures in New America? It's the first sci-fi, political satire, Afrofuturistic buddy comedy podcast serialized for new Americans, you know, living in this current world. It's set just a few years in our future. It follows two mismatched African new American best friends as they go through a series of adventures in the wilds of New York City. So tune in for some radical reflections. You can find it in any podcast app, including the one you're listening to right now, just to Adventures in New America or adventuresinnewamerica.com. But any podcast app, Adventures in New America, check it out. You'll be glad. You know, don't miss it. This is going to be a podcast everybody's going to be talking about, and you're really going to enjoy it. So check it out. Thanks. And Mr. Bard, who helps out keeping this? Who helps out working on this podcast? Do you know? Do you have any idea?
Chris Posty-Poster, some sounds like a near fall. Scotty and Jennifer are on a run, Eric and the team write us down or on the website.
I am the mystery bard.
I do the lullabies, yeah.
I do commissions at
JonathanMann.net.
I'll write a song for you.
Any reason at all.
You can tell me the story and
I'll make it personal.
You see the kindness shine straight on through when the listeners form their own Facebook group. Keith, Stacy, Sarah, Laura, Julie. Jennifer, these are your narrators.
Get support, dear Scooter, on Patreon. Buy the merch and support the sponsors. You can find anything you want at sleepwithmepodcast.com.
And we're so proud that we could dance to be part of Night Vale Presents. Oh, now on with the show.
Thanks, Mr. Bard. I'm at Dear Scooter on Twitter and on Facebook. You know, you can listen to Sleep With Me in your smart speaker, or you can share with people to easy way to listen. You just tell your smart speaker to play Sleep With Me podcast and then set a sleep timer if you need it. Otherwise, you can play it all night. And that's it. Let's get on with the show. Hey, are you up all night tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep? Well, welcome. This is Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. We do with a bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play. Or all you can choose to do. Well, you know, you can do that. That's my attempt at reassuring you. And this is my, a non-attempt at going off topic. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play. I'm going to do the rest. What I'm going to attempt to do is create a safe place where you could set aside whatever's keeping you awake, whether it's thoughts, running, brain bots, I like to call them. Which are these unifunctional thoughts, like thoughts about the past, thoughts about spreadsheets, thoughts about the mail. Those are all different brain bots zooming around in there. They don't possess sleep modes. They talk about this every once in a while. And for me, that's one of the things that keeps me up. Even if they're not, they do chattering. A bit like, here's a question, and this shows, is BB-8, BB-8, I always call BB-8, BB-88. Just because for some reason I like it. It feels better in my mouth. Not that I would ever put you in my mouth, BB-8 or 88. But is BB-8 silent or does BB-8 make noise? I can't remember. And I'm not trying to, it's not a criticism. It's just, R2 does a lot of bleeping and blorping. And traditionally, droids were known for their noises. It actually is a compliment, BB-8, much like you're coasting along in your, spherical way. That could be your book. If you're thinking about writing a book, BB-88, The Spherical Way, the story of, the droid, everyone thought was cute, but was really a deep thinker, and, what's up with this Jedi stuff? I got a whole droid version, The Spherical Way. It's not about the sphere on the inside. It's the sphere. I'm trying to say sphere. And then you could sing a song, like there's a Tom Jones song. I think that's who sings it. It's not unusual. You could sing it. It's not spherical to be round like BB-8. I could see you singing that, BB-8. I don't know why. I was just at the beginning of this podcast intro and I went right off the rails. But I think that could be, what if we book you? Do you dream of being, remember I interviewed 3PO. I think recently, or maybe R2, I haven't sat down and talked to you because my belief is you're silent. I know you're not because you talk to, who's that handsome dude that I'm jealous of? Finn is Finn is super cool and approachable, handsome too. Oh, that's just an actor? Oh, you're fictional? No, BB-8 is fictional. BB-88, you're part of my, you're part of who I am. I got to get back to the new intro. I got to get back to the intro, though, BB-8. I'll be back, hopefully. Yeah, we'll talk about your life's work, The Spherical Way. What about also U2? They have a song, She Moves in Mysterious Ways. We could do BB-8, You Move in Spherical Ways. I'll figure out the syllables. Don't worry, I'm good at that when I set aside the time. We could just work on it, because you could just say, BB works, moves in a spherical way. Yeah, sorry, I didn't mean to sing, but it's early on. Anyway, if you're new, so whatever's keeping you awake, thoughts, or people going off tangents and thoughts, feelings, like emotions bubbling up. Like maybe BB-8 or BB-88 says, well, where am I, when do the droids' feelings get bubbled up? And I'd say, well, I thought there was some sort of, last time I got in one of those oil baths, there was some bubbling from C-3PO. And I said, there is C-3PO, would you have some beans for lunch? But that could have been C-3PO's emotional bubbling. But so if feelings are bubbling up, physical sensations, maybe, like you said, when C-3PO, I don't know, BB-88, have you ever had one of those oil baths? That was in the first Star Wars, A New Hope. technically the fourth Star Wars. I know it's confusing, even for me, and I don't even have a microprocessor. They do something. I remember they got dipped in that bath. He said, oh, boy, that feels good. So that would be the reverse of the, like, you say, oof, that's relaxing me. That's kind of what this podcast is supposed to do, is more distract you. So if you're new, welcome. Normally, I don't go off topic that fast. Usually, I just say, whatever's keeping awake, thoughts and feelings, physical sensations. What I'm going to do is send my voice across a deep, dark night. Check doing that. Send my voice across. Lulling, soothing, creaky, dulcet tones. They don't work for everybody. Here's the thing. If they don't work for you, you don't need to let me know. I've heard it all before. But it's for the people it works for, I'm here to try to help. Give it a few tries and see how it goes. Send my voice across. Lulling, soothing, creaky, dulcet tones. Pointless meanders. You've witnessed more than a few already. And maybe that would be a chapter. BB-8, I could loan that to you for a chapter in the spherical way. Pointless meanders. It seems like you could put it in quotes. Like they say, what are you doing with Finn? That's a pointless meander, a side adventure. And you say, no, actually it isn't. It's the spherical way. It brings us all back. I don't know. With the spherical way, is it more on the circumference or what is the thing in the middle? Which time do we use pi? Is that to figure out your area or your circumference? Okay, I'll get back to it. Thanks. Oh, that's just for circles. Oh, boy. With a sphere, do we use pi at all? You don't like to think about pies, clearly. You used to dream about pies. Oh, and when I say BB-88, it makes you think you're a pie of 88. No, I'm thinking of a family of 88 bees. Like, I wasn't there, I wasn't in line with the first people, like, at a launch of a phone, where they said, well, I got BB-1. You know, BB-1 through 7, they are probably the founders of whatever, Carillion Enterprises, Inc. BB-8, somehow, you know, somebody pulled some strings, said, give us a number 8, that looks great. Who's the good-looking pilot dude? I forget his name, because of repressed jealousy, but he probably smooth-talked it and said, yeah, let me get BB-8, you know? Me, I would be at, like, I'd probably be at BZ98401QPM, but BB-88 would still be a really good model to have and hang with, and for me to repeatedly say over and over again. It just has a ring to it. No offense, BB-8. That's why it'd be good on a book cover, BB-8, The Spherical Way. Oh, but I'm going to use lulling, soothing, creaky, dulcet tones, pointless meanders, tangents, all to help you fall asleep, all to keep you company. I know I went off topic early to distract you. And let me, if you're new, you're still here, glad you stick around. Give it a few tries. Couple things about the show. Don't try to figure it out too hard. You can. But usually in your first couple of listens, if you kind of just passively kick back, watch ZBQBD8 zooming around in my brain. That's the brain bot in charge of spreadsheets. Oh, no, that's the brain bot in charge of me learning how to use a spreadsheet. That one's always zooming. It says, when am I going to get to, when are we going to learn anything? And I say, well, I learned how to sum up a column. And then I say, well, actually, what's the difference between a column and a row? And then if you've ever heard a droid sigh, you probably listen to this podcast, or you have a droid listening with you. Okay, so, if you're new, don't try to figure this podcast out too much. But you also don't need to listen. You could just kind of passively kick back and listen to me. Other than the beginning of the show, that's the important part to listen to, because that's how we keep it going. That's why the show starts off with a few minutes of business. Then there's an intro. Intros run on 12 minutes. They're not really an intro so much as a show within a show. Maybe I'll change around what I call them, because sometimes people think the intro is 12 minutes of advertising. It's really just 12 minutes of nonsense. It's like a warm-up, a cool-down, a warm-down, a cool-warm, a warm-cool, an oil bath. It's like an oil bath. You're right, BB-8. Thanks. Am I going to get writing credit on this book, or just a percentage of gross? get a tiny percentage of net. Okay, well, maybe not. Maybe I'll take that chapter back that I gave you. Okay, so you don't need to listen. Oh, show starts structurally. Show starts off with business. Then there's an intro, more like a warm-up or a cool-down. Some listeners fall asleep. A few listeners skip the intro, however you wish to use it. Then there's going to be a little business, then the story. Story tonight is our ongoing episodically modular serial series, Nuns in Space, The Stand Chronicles, which also contains a digital life form, BB-8, sentient one. And I don't have time. We don't have time to talk philosophy. We'll cover that in a spherical way, right? Let's just tease that book, a spherical way. Hitting bookstores in what should we do it on my timeline or yours? You know, I just made BB-8 laugh, by the way. That's a pretty big deal. Also, is it Quinn? Is that who's the famous person? Or is that just, I'm just saying Quinn because it rhymes with Flint. Oh, it's Finn. No, I was thinking of the other dude. Yeah, the strapping one. Not that Finn's not strapping. No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying, you know, the guy with the really good hair. Okay, BB-8 sighing. BB-8, you don't know whether it's sigh or to laugh. That's another chapter. To sigh or to laugh. Chapter 18 of The Spherical Way. I was in a desert. It was a desert of my own making. There you go. Go take it from there, BB-8. I got to finish this intro, though. Okay, so you don't need to listen to me. Oh, show has, and then I'll have a story, then some thank yous at the end. You don't need to listen. No pressure to fall asleep either. The reason the shows are about an hour is because I'm here to keep you company while you fall asleep at your leisure. That's why there's like 300 shows at your fingertips. So you could, you know, listen in the middle of the night or back to back, however you want. I mean, the shows are made in a way for new people, you know, listen to one episode at a time, but you can repurpose it however you want. Because I'm here to just keep you company because I've been there and I know how it feels tossing and turning and not being able to get to sleep. So I'd like to take your mind off whatever's keeping you awake and keep you company while you fall asleep whenever you feel like it. Does that sound like a good deal? I'm here to help or to try to help. It doesn't work for everybody, so give it a few tries. But here's the thing. I appreciate you coming by and giving me your time. And I work very hard because I strive and I yearn to help you fall asleep, all right? Let's hear a couple ways we keep the show going.
Sleep With Me is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com. to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, everybody. I want to thank Claritin, tonight's sponsor, for supporting this episode and providing me with some samples. You know, I suffer from seasonal allergies. Not only do they get in the way of me living my life, they get in the way of me making this podcast to put you to sleep. Because when those allergies are really kicking in, I sound weird and I do not feel good at all. Luckily, for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. The double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. And that's what I like about Claritin D. It covers all those bases. For me, I love the relief from the runny nose and the sinus pressure. Holy cow. Those two things combined, I'm like the worst two symptoms I have at the exact same time. So I love the relief Claritin brings. And I've been taking Claritin D this spring for this allergy season. And it's been a game changer because I can go out on my runs and on my trail runs and not have to worry about, am I going to be able to record the podcast tomorrow because my nose is running and my sinuses are clogged? Ready to live life as if you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin clear. Use as directed. Thanks, everybody.
Welcome to another episode of the Stand Chronicles, Nuns in Space. I guess this is the 11th episode. So this would be the second to last episode of the season. But it's our modular episodic series. So you can kind of listen in any order because it's here to keep you company and put you to sleep. If you are a completist, there's plenty of 299 other episodes, and you can listen to 11 and 12 last. But it's your option. So Nuns in Space, The Stand Chronicles is our episodically modular series with some seriality. So we can close the season out. And it's the tale of the Stan Chronicles is the tale of a freestyle soda machine named Stan. Also, like when I say supercomputer, I mean a computer that's super, but also something more than a computer. It has computing power, Stan does, but he's also a being. And Stan is a commander of a ship, the Khal Drogo. A salvage ship just out of Earth's orbit in a cloud of delusion surrounding the Earth. And his second-in-command is Scooter, or Scoots, his second-in-command. And let me fill you in on the time and the place. The place just outside Earth's atmosphere. The time, not that far from our present time. Once upon a time, there was a world just like ours. Or Earth, just in case those of you beings, I haven't visited your worlds, so other beings that are listening. I'd like to, and keep me on your positive list. Don't listen to it. Don't take Santa's list as Bond. You know, I could be on your good list. Just because Santa's got things, anyway, and Santa, how about some amends? I sent you some letters and cookies and stuff. But anyway, back to the story. Once upon a time, there was an Earth just like ours. A few years from now, everybody's doing their Earth stuff, and we discover the greater community of outer space. You know, beings, planets, ships, and you know what? They discovered us. I don't know if they were ignoring us or we just weren't on the map or they missed us, but... they said, there's Earth, and what began was a great next stage in our existence, I guess. But mostly, like, when you hit that age where they say, you could go, you know, where your parents, you get some independence. We got planetary independence, where they say, hey, you could go to the movies solo with your friends. Go to the candy store with your friends by yourself. Just like that, we were able to go to other worlds. Beings came to ours. You know, they discovered things that Earth had uniquely, or a unique take on it, or almost unique, like candy, ice cream stuff. Not all candy, obviously, but some. I don't know. I never asked about nerds, the nerd candy. I don't know if that's in other universes. And other things, and they said, whoa, that's great. Let's bring that out to ZBOP 74445 QP and get some of that rocky road out here. And they said, by the way, we have this great thing, other stuff. They helped us. We helped them. Tourism. And it was going great for the most part. You know, some people didn't. They said, well, this is a bit much for change for me. You know, I'm not really pro, you know, they had strong feelings about tentacled beings or whatever it was. But for the most part, we adjusted we're enjoying it and we embraced this change. And it was all pretty much a welcoming experience. I'd say like 80-20 or maybe 70-30. And then what happened though, suddenly the Earth was surrounded in a cloud of delusion. And it separated Earth from outer space. And this was a nearly impenetrable cloud of delusion. If you went in, you were immersed in delusion, and you could, like your ship or even your computer, couldn't get through to the other side. So it separated Earth from space. It kept everybody on Earth back on Earth, including people from other planets, and kept everything outside of Earth outside of Earth. And not everybody was pleased about that, and they started trying to figure out solutions. Eventually, they realized that there was this tiny sliver of the human population that was just delusional enough to deal with the cloud of delusion, Scooter being one of them, and with a co-pilot, Stan, and a lot of work. It wasn't like it was a breeze, just like, you know, this podcast takes work to sound free and easy. That Scooter flying through a cloud of delusion. He didn't actually make it look easy, but you couldn't see it anyway. But anyway, Scooter became harbor pilots, basically. Incredibly well paid, that would escort products and beings from one part of the cloud of delusion to the other side, but terribly ineffective and expensive. So only the most valuable things can make it in or out, or beings, you know, only the highest bidders. And actually, I think they capped it. I don't know. They had a whole system to keep it somewhat fair, but it was still expensive. I mean, and so that was the way it was. And then what happened was Scooter and Stan and the Nuns from Scooter's Childhood, Nuns in Space Season 1, which I think came out about 2 years ago, they actually got out of the cloud of delusion, started running around space and having adventures. But then they ended up back in the cloud of delusion, whereas where we started, the Stan Chronicles. And they, Scooter and Stan, and obviously everybody on board was sleeping, but they said, hey, let's get out of this cloud of delusion. Scooter decided that The Artist's Way by Julia Cameron, by making Stan an artist, would help them think outside the box and get out of the cloud of delusion. That was about 11 plus weeks ago. And so far, up until momentarily, they weren't. They're stuck in the cloud of delusion and they're trying to find their way out. But Stan was developing a little bit more as an artist. And I think that's where we left off. We also have a very famous Hollywood, I would say worldwide, actually, not a Hollywood, a beloved public figure, Antonio Banderas. The gentlemen, the boys, the girls, the friends beyond binary, it's time for another episode of Nuns in a Space. Hey, so Antonio Banderas, everybody, the last game in Munchkin, I know I said I would keep the cards because you had to go because he kept you too long and you still had to drive back 6 hours. My friend, I was winning. Yeah, but it's not about winning. It's about having fun. So we'll have to start a new game of Munchkin. Is that okay? It's fine. Okay. Are you okay with just sitting in my kitchen again, very quietly? You're breathing. I don't know if you breathe through your nose or your mouth, but whatever you do, do the other one. And I think one of your elbows makes like a creak or something. So try not to move your elbows just for like an hour and a half. And then I'll be out there to play Nuns in Space. Then you can get in your car and drive back to L.A. Does that sound good? How could I resist, my friend? Okay, thanks to Antonio Banderas. This is Nuns in Space. Thanks, everybody. Hey, pen pal. It's me, Stan. Good news. Update, pen pal. Pen pal mine. Oh, pen pal. So we've been running some tests, pen pal, since the last time I talked to you. And good news, we've run some small tests where we've been able to pull the it turns out the cloud's made up of nanos and raw materials, pen pal. I think maybe I talked about it last time. The nanos were using raw materials from like space rocks and things. We don't totally understand it all, pen pal, but somehow to create the cloud of delusion and fuel it. I think a lot of it was like vibrations and things, pen pal. Now, the only thing was Ben Pelt, we said, well, I wonder if, so we started pulling the clouds of nanos in raw materials. Like, we figured out how to, it's not perfect, pen pal, because, you know, my nanos that make up my arms and my body now, I think they're a little bit different. They're integrated with me. These ones, we've had to kind of jam their programming it a little bit stronger than that, like kind of overwrite it to a very simple, because it's a little bit of a, I don't know, pen pal, but so they are drawing the cloud, like, well, the test we did, they would take a cloud of delusion and they would draw it into themselves. So there'd be a, like a slush instead of, we can't remake asteroids, pen pal. So we have it in these like slush balls in space, basically. And then we wanted to see if Spudgy would eat them, because then we said, well, if Spudgy could eat it and digest it, then it would be kind of like an asteroid. You know, after Spudgy took all the nutritious stuff out for Spudgy, the space whale, pen pal. And then we'd have oblong asteroids. They'd be a little bit different than a normal one. But we said, well, then we could just, if that works, would it work? And it did, pen pal, except for the Spudgy eating part. Now we just have slush balls. And then, also I'm supposed to be working on my my wish list. The Scooter gave me a wish list, pen pal. So let me just double check this. I had other things I was supposed to do. Here's my wish list for H-E-A-L-T-H, body exercise, growth, going to the bathroom. I'd like to try that. Breathing, catching a cold, getting just tummy sick. These are things I've never tried, pen pal. If I had a more, you know, is my having the shivers, pen pal, like from a chill. Sweating and heart, you know, like suffering a breaking of the heart, heartache, pen pal. Even though that's not real, that would be more emotional. And then Scooter said, make a list of, actually it's from the book. What are my possessions I would want? I want a wok, pen pal. I want a collection of toys, or a collection of other things, like stamps. I'd like to collect something, pen pal. I'd also like to wear a wetsuit. I'd like to have a wetsuit and some of that stuff looks cool. It also, Scooter reminded me of this, just having boxes of old stuff that I say, well, one day I'm going to look through that box of stuff. I don't have a lot of boxes of stuff. One box would be holiday decorations for different holidays, pen pal. I'd like to have those boxes. Scooter does, but he doesn't use them. Also something, this reminded me of Scooter. I guess Scooter's an inspiration. Something that's almost works, it's broken, but it kind of works. So you still keep it around and you still try to use it. Scooter's got a lot of those in his room. I'd also like to have a bike and a hockey stick, pen pal. Oh, here's leisure things. This was another one. I'd like to have, this is, I guess, possessions or things. I'd like to do some hot tubbing, some jet skiing and some water skiing and swimming, pen pal. Break dancing and tap dancing. Pen pal, I'd like to do that. I'd like to take some naps. I'd like to lie in a pool float, pen pal. I would like to bake some pies from scratch. Oh, I'd also like to do game shows. I'd like to be on a game show, and I'd like to host a game show, pen pal. And maybe be like one of the people that makes jokes, like a celebrity guest. I mean, I know I'm not a celebrity, pen pal, but you know what I mean. I got to get to the point, though, pen pal. Oh, creative. This will be the last. This is the last one I did, pen pal. I didn't get all my work done, which is a breakthrough, too. Creatively, my things I want is I like camps with more campers. I'd like to have multiple summer camps. And then new layers and levels and understanding of what it means to be a camp counselor and how to camp counselor camp counsel campers, you know, without being on the nose, pen pal, to help them. I'd like to keep my artist journey going, pen pal, beyond just 12 weeks, for, you know, continuously. I'd also like to tour some other camps and see what they're like. and also like go on a tour, like a stand show, maybe the game show for campers, maybe to my camps, maybe to other camps. And that would be like another thing is like going to camps that already exist and saying, here, we're not competing. Here's what I've learned at my camp. These are nice things to try. Also, pen pal, creatively, I really hope we get this cloud sorted out. I think it's going to work. Because we're just doing this small sample. The weird thing is the nanos don't seem to know. They must be kind of networked or something, pen pal, and independent, because they don't know that they're like the reason we had to kind of override everything was they didn't know they were making the cloud. They were kind of unifunctioning. And I mean, I guess that's how these ones work, but they're connected to me. And, they were using, so pen pal, they were like breaking up the asteroids, using solar and asteroids, to kind of fuel the delusion, create the cloud itself, and power themselves. It was very, very advanced. Some of this stuff, Ben Pal, I can't even process. Yeah, but they had the ability to be programmed. I mean, the ones we've reprogrammed, I think, I don't know. We don't totally understand it. So we've had to do like a more of a blunt, you know, just say, well, just wipe the memory and turn it to and just have it do this one function, new function, draw in all the other bots and all the raw materials and kind of maintain these slush balls, pen pal. And Scooter said, well, it must be like the bots are almost singing. Like, that's how Scooter, and I said, is that a metaphor or a fact, Scooter? And he said, I don't know, but it might just be. It could be both. Because I don't understand how this is creating an entire cloud of delusion, but this clearly is, because we did one more test, Ben Pal, which was we sent out a ship and had with some crew members, some campers, after we did the slushy, at a distance from the slushy in a pocket of space that was temporarily open. And we showed off their delusion field generators, like their noise cancellation headphones. And there was no observable delusions. They said they were clear-headed. Now, the thing is, the cloud closes right back up. It sees, so the cloud is just, we said, well, it's probably thinning it. So that's good. Also, pen pal, I'm supposed to work on this affirmation and artist prayer. And I've gotten a little stuck on it, pen pal, because conceptually, it's tough for me to contextualize all these things about the great creator, good orderly direction. So that's why I said, well, let me just work at my wish lists. Oh, here comes Scooter. Hey, Scooter. Hey, Stan, how's your wishes going? Scooter, I was just going through my wishes with my pen pal. Okay, that's great. Let me take a look here. This is good work, Stan. This is really good work. I don't know if you're as excited as I am, Stan, but this is really, really, I think we're going to be able to do this. Scooter, it is bringing up a question. Why is the cloud there then? Like, Scooter, so the cloud is advanced technology. Scooter, what's it there for? I don't understand. I was trying to work this out myself because I knew you'd also ask. I was thinking, one of the things with Earth that we kind of talked about is that not everybody liked, it's a step beyond me, I'll be honest. Like I said, well, not everybody on Earth liked the change of being exposed to space. And maybe, not everybody in space liked the change too. And so the cloud. Maybe part of me for a while thought it was a strange synchronous natural phenomenon, Stan. I know this is just one theory, but it was like that Scooter, it was going to give people on Earth and space time to adjust to the new reality. Like the delusion was helping them accept reality or adjust to it. Yeah, that's what I was thinking, Stan. Scooter, that doesn't make sense because of the extreme costs and the resources and the advancement Right. And I was like, who benefit? I know, Stan, I'm trying to think. It's just I don't exactly get it. I mean, and, unless there's something like, I don't know, maybe I know it's not Earth's technology, but maybe someone purchased it or made an agreement on it. The only thing, I mean, I guess I'm only human, Stan, and you, maybe you could help figure it out. So I don't understand the how of it, but to me, the why of it is that they said, let's keep us isolated. And that's just one theory, Stan. I'm not saying I'm right, but that's just my theory. But again, you're right. It doesn't fit it totally. But also, Stan, I feel like you're avoiding some things. Scooter, your theory is possible, but you're right. I'm avoiding things. I'm just having an issue, not an issue, Scooter. The whole affirmation and Scooter, I'm just, okay, Stan, I get it. Let's give space. Let's go, you know, we're supposed to look at weeks like 4 and 5 of your artist journey. And I've been thinking about, like, that's when you were kind of dreaming of, like, we talked about your room. And that's when you first started to develop these the idea of helping other artists and your dream of having arms and legs. We played hide and seek and dancing at the prom. I can see how this plays into your kind of wish list, too. Right, Scooter, the dancing and the dating and the autoing and, yeah. Yes, it's, and I feel like I got to know, Stan, I really feel like I've gotten to know you better, like that our relationship, have you felt like you've gotten to know yourself better? Scooter, I don't know if I've been discovering myself or creating myself. Yeah, Stan, that's pretty profound. I mean, you're right, though. I think you're discovering, Stan, I think, Stan, you've been there. I mean, I guess, like, because I feel like I'm learning more about you, not learning new things about you. But it could be, I don't know. And I know it's not easy, the good orderly direction idea or that kind of thing. I know that's tough. Hold on, Stan. I'm getting an alert here. We got to go check it because the second test to see... Everybody's coming back from the second test to see how the delusion went. And that was the one where we created more space. So they've been out there for a while. So let's see how that test went. Okay, pen pal, Scooter and I will be back in a little while. Hey, pen pal, it's me, Stan. So the tests look good. Scooter's coming up in a second here. But the delusion... it's creating slush pockets or slush droids, Ben Pal. I don't know if you could picture that because this space is kind of different. It's like a condensed cloud, almost a liquid. And it would be, I guess if you, it probably is almost like a solid, like a concentrated cloud of delusion. We haven't, obviously it's not a good idea to go. Scooter said, I wonder if it's still delusional, but because we said, but Scooter said, those tests we could wait on. Yeah, just because Scooter said, well, we could find out at some point. Plus, with Pen Pal, we can't figure out. I mean, I guess we'll have more help with Earth and space, but it's like, how are we going to clean? Like, Scooter's like, there's going to be a lot of these, but it's going to scale, Pen Pal. We've been testing everything. And even though we don't totally understand the how or why of it, we understand how to fix it. So, Earth, you know, there'll be all these, we'll figure that out, Pen Pal. Scooter said, well, we could get it, but he was really hoping Spudgy would just be able to eat the clouds and, you know, leftovers. Hey, Scooter. Hey, Stan. So, this is Stan. Can you congratulations, Stan. Oh, Scooter, congratulations. This is going to be a big deal, Scooter, on Earth and space. You're really going to... Scooter, you're going to get the credits, though. No, Stan, you're the commander. I mean, it doesn't... Stan, I mean, I'd rather not have any credit, you know. I mean, and you can decide. But it's, like, just great news. Earth and the universe are going to be connected again. And we'll be out of this cloud of delusion. I mean, we're already now as we've started the process. So it's, I do feel different. I mean, I don't know, I guess because the delusion's a part of me, I felt this way. You know, it's kind of like what we were talking about earlier. Scooter, yeah, this journey's led us closer to ourselves. Whew, yes, Stan, man, holy mackerel. I feel like it's week 14 of a 12-week program. Scooter, it's only week 11. It feels like week 45, though, with you. Oh, Stan, are you as giddy as I am? Scooter, I was wondering, though, what about will there be a reward? And not because I need a reward for validation, Scooter, because of my wish, my plans. Scooter, kind of maybe our plans, I was thinking, because we could help other people with these camps. I guess I'm serious about these camps, Scooter, for everybody. Summer camps, away camps, whatever we're going to call them. I mean, Stan, for me, being out of this freaking crack cloud is a reward, and seeing you progress towards your dreams, if this is what you want, Stan, that's a reward. And I was thinking about that, I was like, well, I don't, Stan, like, I'm in a position after being the pilot in and out of the cloud. There's more credits than I could ever need, Stan. And even there's already set aside for my pen pal. So even beyond that, I think it's plenty of credits to fund your camps. Beyond, at least until it's sustainable or there's a reward. But I think I was running the numbers, and I think you'll be fine, even with a very ambitious vision that you have, Stan. Scooter, I couldn't do that. Plus, Stan, you have your credit. I mean, I realized the whole ownership thing was strange, but some of this is your share anyway. And it did really, like, obviously we had all of it, and that's, but anyway, Stan, it's not an issue. It's not, I wish it seems like I'm sacrificing something for you, but I'm not. I'm just in a position to empower you to move forward. No cost to me except for one, Stan. So will you accept this empowerment? It's not a, do you understand what I'm saying? Scooter, you're saying you're not really giving and you're not sacrificing, so I shouldn't feel, so I can accept it without, yeah, that's what I'm saying, Stan. Scooter, then I accept it. Scooter, there's one other issue, though. Okay, what's that, Stan? Scooter, there's my arms and my legs. Someone, I was thinking if this technology has value, Scooter, there's a great cost at this, and I'd like to keep my tiny bits. Oh, yeah, I wasn't even thinking of that as an issue. I think we could work that in. If there's a reward, we'll say that's what we want, and we'll say it's a necessary component, and if not, don't worry, Stan. There's, we'll make sure that that's part of whatever we work out, because I guess we've kind of started the process, and it's happening pretty fast. You're watching the monitors. Yeah, but I think we'll get a hold of Earth. We'll get a hold of everybody, the galaxy, the universe is going to be, Stan, everybody's going to be, we'll just take eminent domain, and we'll tell them that it's eminent domain, and then we just got to figure out the rest of it, the slush cloud droids, or whatever we're calling it. The Scooter, I like that one. Yeah, but can we get back, I was going to say, there's only one, now I guess there's two caveats, is I want you to start your camps, and I want you to move forward with that vision, and I want you to accept the credits to make that happen. But I'm going to go back to Earth, actually, just for some time. Scooter, what do you mean? Like, you'll start your camps. I have to go back to Earth, Stan. I have to. I don't know if you do. I need you. Scooter, I get what you're saying, but without you, I don't know if it's my dream. Well, I got to make sure our pen pal has all our messages. Scooter, even my messages. Yes, Stan. And I have to make some make some amends and things, Stan. And see how things go back there. Also, like, I also owe that to, like, half the rest of the planet. So I got to fix those things. Clean up, do some cleaning up, Stan. And they could take a while, but I don't know if it's going to take forever. Scooter, so should I save a spot for you? The camper, the camp counselor, that's a wacky camp counselor. Can I save that position for you? Yeah, Stan, what I'll do is as soon as I'm done, I'll be on the fastest rocket to whatever your main camp is, or maybe you're like Camp Beta or something. Well, Scooter, you definitely wouldn't. Scooter, you would fit in at Camp Alpha. Well, I mean more of the camp where we're testing out ideas. And then I can take on the role of goofy camp counselor. I just want to, just, there's things they need to do. And this is my opportunity and your opportunity, right? This is what we've been waiting for, really, deep down, as we've been discovering things, right? Scooter, you have yourself, Scooter, Raybon's demanding to see us, and also the cloud's progress is accelerating, Scooter, so this is really happening. Why don't you find out what Raybon wants? Scooter, they're saying that Raybon knows who's behind the cloud. Oh, that's great. So that's good. Let's move. So everything's moving forward full speed ahead. Scooter, the cloud's. Scooter, this is going to happen very quickly. Okay, tell Raybon if Raybon wants to talk to us, to let us know who's behind the cloud. Exactly. So then we even have Scooter. Stan, can you believe not only will we fix the cloud, we'll know who's behind it. Scooter, quick question. We never, we've started the process, Scooter. We can't undo it, you know? Yeah, Stan, I was thinking about that, but then I figured you would just tell me I was being a silly goose. Scooter, I was trying to think like you. I think it is. It's good, Scooter. It's just a Raybon call that threw me off, Scooter. Yeah, same with me. Stan, how's our radio contact? Do we have radio contact to Earth or any other stations? Scooter, not yet, but it seems like we're getting some. We're definitely getting radio traffic in. So it's going to be soon, really soon, Scooter. Okay, did you have any dramatic moment planned around when we're officially in contact with the Earth and the galaxy? Like, that'll be our breakthrough. Scooter, I do. We have a giant paper mache button connected to streamers, and everybody's ready. Yeah, the campers have been planning a big party. And so we'll press it. We could just press that button to start the broadcast to Earth, Scooter. All right, well, let's get ready then. I think I don't know if you want to wear a commander sash or something, and I'm going to get in something that makes me look officially like I'm second in command. Did you have a speech planned, Stan? Scooter, I think it's just best to keep it simple, but if Raybon will tell us who is, I think it's good, Scooter, then we'll also say we have someone in who may know connected to the information. All right, let's go. Let's get ready to party, Stan. I can't believe it. I can't believe it. You're going to be having your camps across the universe, and I'm going to head back home. Okay, Scooter, I'll see you in a little bit. Hey, pen pal, it's me. Sorry, it's not Stan. I wanted to I'm sending this message ahead to let you know I'm on my way. And I don't know if you got any of my other messages, but I'm sending this one a high priority because I'm going to be headed out straight on the fastest rocket to Earth right now. Yeah, technically, it's not a rocket. It's a spaceship. But I hope you see me because I don't know if I'll be there before the news or after. I need to get, oh, Stan, I don't know if you got any, hey, Stan, Scooter, are you talking to our pen pal? Yes, Stan, it was kind of like a private conversation, though. Well, Scooter, I want to be there. Hey, pen pal, it's me, Stan. Pen pal, did Scooter tell you about what Raybon told us about the cloud and the situation we're in now, pen pal? No, Stan, I didn't, because I was just trying to send this message, and then I was going to allude to it and then get to Earth. And then, I mean, I was going to talk to you first. Don't worry. I wasn't going to just get, but Stan, I don't need that look. Oh, okay. Sorry, pen pal. But so Scooter, so hope isn't in your vocabulary, huh? No, Stan, come on. It's not a, you know, Stan, this is concrete information. I got to get back to Earth and, like, you know the answer to that. I mean, this is why I don't, Stan, this is why I shouldn't have been a commander ever, and I guess I shouldn't have been second in command. Scooter. No, I mean, we were better off in the cloud of delusion. I mean, who would have known that? Scooter, exactly. Who would have known that? There was no way for us to know that being in the cloud of delusion was a protective layer between Earth and the universe. We did know that, though. Scooter, we didn't know it was actual. Scooter, you thought it was a barrier, not a barrier. Yeah, except for the fact that it's, like, totally obvious now that we've already undone it, that, Scooter, it wasn't, Scooter, it's not obvious. We didn't get carried away, Scooter. Pen pal, I think you're here with me. We were making the best decisions we could at the time. We're responsible to our crew and our campers. We thought this out. We couldn't factor in every single possibility. We took all that information, Scooter, almost all the possibilities, and we made I think we made the correct thing, Scooter. Right, Stan. But me making a forward best decision that's going to put Earth and the big farm in the sky, all of Earth, and who knows what else. A Scooter, it's just most likely going to happen. It's not a 100% guarantee. Okay, Stan, an entire armada of some super advanced thing is headed towards Earth. They've been waiting and watching the whole time and poised to put Earth in the big farm. Scooter, right, we didn't know that at the time, though. And, I mean, according to Raybon, they consider Earth their greatest rival, and they told people not, you know, they were the ones, I can't believe that it's going to come down to ice cream, a certain couple of candies, and what was it, I can't believe that this is the only other planet in the universe that Scooter, military industrial, well, those are their top industries. Ice cream, candy, and like ours is reversed, but we just don't have the advancements they have. Scooter, ice cream's the third biggest industry on Earth. Well, no, there's big box stores are in there. They don't have, I guess on their planet, they don't have them. Scooter's more than a planet, it's an entire galaxy that's coming. A galaxy, okay, an entire armada representing a galaxy that considers Earth their main rival. And somehow they had a monopoly on those things, and our ice cream's better. I can't believe that all the stars in the sky, that's it. Good ice cream's only on two places. And one place already had a toehold in it, and they don't want our ice cream, even if it's going to... Well, Scooter, they were fine with it just leaking out at extremely high prices. Also, Scooter, I think they're having kind of an emotional reaction to Earth. That's the whole rivalry thing. So it's not just about the business side. It's like, well, we're just going to, you're our rival. I can't believe on Star Trek this would never happen, Stan, because they have like some sort of federation. But Raybon's, I can't stand. So the cloud of delusion was there to separate Earth from the Armada, not from universe, but to keep the, it's just, to keep Earth behind a veil of delusion for its own protection. Scooter, right, there's no way for us to know those things. Yeah, but, Scooter, how would we know the Earth was a competitive rival to another planet when we barely knew about other planets until recently? We did know that the ice cream, you know, or off-world ice cream distribution went up by like 1,000,000,000%. Plus, I didn't think, like, even though the ice cream costs more, that it would be, I mean, I guess in, like, New York City pizza, I understand, like, you say, well, it doesn't taste the same anywhere else. I don't know, that it would be cost-effective to deliver ice cream off Earth to other worlds, or to whatever this friggin' other universe is. I guess they have better refrigeration technology. Scooter, the one thing I can't believe is that Ray-Ban's really a hero and was protecting Earth. Right, yeah, right, I can't believe that either. Scooter, I mean, who would have thought that Ray-Ban was doing that? Right, and pretending to be a scavenger, that doesn't make any sense. Scooter, right, why was Ray-Ban scavenging the cloud, really? If Ray-Ban was really the Earth's protector. Well, one, there's something, Scooter, it doesn't make any sense. Right, Ray-Ban is just, Scooter, Ray-Ban's just a lackey, you're right. Ray-Ban's pretending to be in a position of power, just the information. Yeah, I don't know, though, because the cost of the cloud, I mean, to make this cloud, we don't have, it can't be, it's not an Earth cloud. That's the thing we're already talking about. This cloud can't come from Earth. So, who's the third party here? And who's paying the cost? Like, if Ray-Ban an undercover boss scavenging the cloud, that doesn't make sense. Is Ray-Ban a hero? I don't think I'm being delusional about the fact that I don't think Ray-Ban is. Scooter, you're really deducing things. Yeah, but in the end, it doesn't matter. Like, we could see the Armada's approach. We don't have, I mean, like, how much time do we have? We don't even know. We don't know who knows about this, but we could see the Armada coming. So we did our best, and I'm sorry. I wish you would get to do your camp, and I mean, Scooter, this is really, you're taking, this isn't our fault. Scooter, your ego's getting control of things, Scooter. You're not that powerful in the universe. Just like in the other space books you like, you're just a speck of dust, Scooter. Yeah, but we've got some MI, an unstoppable force of capitalism or oligarchy coming our way. If we didn't act at my behest and my say, well, we got to get out of this cloud of delusion so my ego could get back to Earth to fix things, wouldn't be in this, Stan. Scooter, listen, have a seat on your bunk here. Scooter, this is overwhelming news, and we were overwhelmed there. And it's just, we're still sinking into this news that the cloud of delusion was to separate Earth from space because of ice cream rivals that wanted to put Earth in the big farm in the sky. Now, Scooter, what we do with that news is you could go back to Earth and talk to your pen pal. We could also send these messages, Scooter, which will travel faster than you could get there. And we can make a choice here, Scooter. We could do a few, and we could still, I think we still have time. If we do some work now, and then you could still go back to Earth. You could send the messages ahead of you and then still go there, or you could just go there now and say whatever. What do you think, Scooter? Stan, I think you're right. Well, what's the next thing we're supposed to be working on, Stan? Well, Scooter, that was the thing that was having, this is what it says so far here. A great creator, we gather, this is just my notes though, Scooter. We gather to be of greater service to our fellows. We offer ourselves as instruments, open to creativity. We surrender our old ideas. We welcome new and expansive ideas. We trust that you will lead us. let us unfold our lives. Scooter, I just put unfold our lives. We are not too small and flawed to be healed. Help us to be love one another, Scooter. Encourage one another, Scooter. Encourage one another's growth to understand each other, Scooter. Understand one another's fears, Scooter. To remember and help other people remember that we are not alone. Help us to create a good orderly direction. Help us with gentle but powerful changes. Our creative dreams and yearnings come from a divine source. As we work towards our dreams, we move towards our destiny, Scooter. That's the thing I've been trying to process that I haven't been able to process. Okay, Stan. Stan, Julia Cameron's beautiful, and that's beautiful. Scooter, let's do some work around it because Scooter, I understand and I don't understand it. Okay, neither do I, Stan, but you're right. Okay, what was the first, what's one word that pops up for you, Stan, in there? A Scooter, instruments. Okay, when you say instruments, I think needles. Well, Scooter, when you say needles, I think of a compass. Okay, Stan, when you say compass, I think of a magnet. A Scooter, when you think of a magnet, I think of a magnetic needle. Okay, when you think of a magnetic needle, I think of a compass, but I know, I think of camping, being out in the wilderness, searching, Stan. Scooter, when I think of the wilderness, I think of love. Okay, Stan, hold on. Stan, you're right, okay. You're right, we can't, Scooter, you're standing up. Yes, Stan, so are you. That's like, who would have thought we'd be in a place where you and I are both standing up? Well, Scooter, what do we do? Okay, well, magnetic need. I don't know, Stan, I'm almost there. We do something, I think, Stan, is what we do. We save Earth, right? Scooter, how do we do that? What do we need to do? What were we already thinking we needed to do? Scooter, we needed to clean up the mess we're making, kind of, right? And that's what I needed to do. So we have to clean up our mess somehow. It's just, Stan, the answers are in there. And you're right, there's got to be some way we could take these slushy clouds or whatever. Could you, Scooter, yeah, the clouds, yeah, okay. And use them. We can't undo the cloud. I don't, Scooter, yeah, I checked that already. I don't have the processing power. You don't, Stan, what if, I think we'll find an answer. We just need to think on it because of the love. And remember your love of Khali Drogo, Stan? Scooter, I've been keeping that in my repressed memory circuits. Well, I think it's time to lie down and a dream of Khali Drogo and your love, and I'll lie here next to you in my bunk, and we'll let go, and we're going to do something, Stan. Magnetic needles, compass, wilderness, love. We're going to do it, Stan. You loved Khali Drogo. Think of Khali Drogo and processing and cleaning up, and we'll rest for now. And we'll find a way. We'll find a way to fix this, stand, to clean up. I'm not going to say, what's Khali Drogo up to, too? It's going to be okay, Stan. You're right. Thank you for counseling me as a counselor. Good night, Stan. I want to thank everybody who became a patron, Natalie, Marcy, and Jenny. Thank you, thanks, and good night. Lionel, Sigrid, and overnight, thanks, and good night. Alexander, Lindsay, and Sarah, thank you, thanks, and good night. Ken, Kathleen, and Jennifer, thank you, thanks, and good night. Brian, Jessica, and Donna, thank you, thanks, and good night. Amy, Lauren, and Gabby, thank you, thanks, and good night. Deborah, Paul, and Jennifer, thank you, thanks, and good night. Alistair, Ruth, and Sandro. Thank you. Thanks, good night. Anna, Eric, and Nicole. Thank you. Thanks, good night. Adi, Laura, and Kev. Thanks, good night. Rose, Mark, and E. Thanks, good night. Wesley, Katie, and Brittany. Thanks, good night. Reza, Robert, and Marcy. Thanks, good night. Allie, Eric, and Carrie. Thanks, good night. Victoria, Megan, and Stephanie. Thanks, good night. Jennifer, Sherry, and Elise. Thanks, good night. Carl, Kay, and Ian. Thanks, good night. Lottie, Dan, and Gail. Thanks, good night. Mia, Haley, and Devin. Thanks, good night. Rachel, Adina, and Emily. Thanks, good night. Marlene and Harper. Thanks, good night. Thanks, everybody who supports the show over on Patreon. If you want to become a patron or check out what you get, value for value, peace of mind, and some cool rewards. SleepWithMePodcast.com/patron. Sleep With Me is a member of Night Vale Presents. I want to thank everyone over there. You can find out all about the great shows at NightValePresents.com. We're also a proud member of PRX. You can check everything they're doing at prx.org. And here you go. Let me tuck in. Thanks so much for listening there. Pull the covers up under your chin. And, you know, you're doing a good job, human. Good night. And if you need another episode, go ahead and cue it up. Thanks. All right, everybody. This is Scooter. This is Weeks in Review. And this is where I run through... my weeks in review stuff, what was on Sleep With Me Plus in the past month, and what you can expect to see on in the public feed too. Now I have if you sign up for Sleep With Me Plus or you're already signed up for Sleep With Me Plus, I highly recommend using a podcast app that allows search within the feeds, but using just one podcast app for Sleep With Me Plus content only, and then keeping your other podcasts, your daytime podcasts, in whatever app you use now. And I would just check out a couple podcast apps you could choose from on Apple are Overcasts, iCatcher, Pocket Casts. And on Android, you could try out Pocket Casts or Podcast Addict. For this example, I have the only thing I have in my app is... I think this is the Boyfriends level. I have four podcasts, the ad-free full episodes, the story only episodes. Nothing in Sleep With Me Plus has ads except for the really old episodes in the archives. We got the story only versions of the show, the all intro all night versions of the show, and then the bonus episodes. So let's start with the bonus episodes actually. So Saturday, a new Posty episode came out. It was one that Russell loved, and that came out. And that's in the bonus feed. You know, some people like listening to the Posty Super Deluxe episodes during the day. Some people sleep to them. And, yeah, so that one is in the bonus feed. And then looks like we got a bonus coming out for Boar Besties and Boar Friends on Thursday of this week, which is April 15th when I'm recording this. And then we have another Posty Super Deluxe came out a couple weeks ago. That was a picnic lunch with Scooter. And that's in the bonus feed. And that makes just so much easier for those of you that don't like automate your playlist or anything, just to kind of build and choose how you want to listen. Let's pop into all intro, all night episodes. I know an all-intro episode is coming out this Thursday. Last Thursday was Make Great Pets Season 1 Part 2, almost 6 hours. It's about the max length we can get and have a good file size. So that was like 7 episodes of Make Great Pets. April 3rd, all-intro episode came out. And then we had... March is at bonus episodes. There was another all intro episode. So that's in the all intro all night feed. And again, like so much easier, like these all intros. Is that what everything that's in there? 277 episodes split between all. So if you love all intros, I bet 200 of those are all intros, maybe even more. And then in the store, both in the story only episode feed and then in the all ad free feed, let's run through the new episodes. Bring It On week started last week. So we had 1254 was our first watch along where I watched half of the movie Bring It On. Wednesday was 1253, Ben Broughton, the Crayon Rambler. That was one of those episodes that had an intro that I said I should make an episode based on this intro. Went to make an episode based on the intro, and it went in an even another direction of what if there was an RPG game based on the movie Bring It On, which led me to figure out I never watched Bring It On. Let me learn more. Then I ended up watching Bring It On. Then April 7th was Alba Sabelix, we're getting ready, big announcement. If I haven't made it anywhere, we're going to do three seasons of a crossover with Alba Sabelix. So that's cool. So that's something we're looking forward to doing. And that was episode one of that. Or that was the one we did originally. Then 1252 was the finale of The Great British Bake Off. And episode 10. Then Multiplex 5, Tiki Transistor Hut. That was a good one. 1250, one of my favorite episodes probably in the past few years, a Willy Wonka tour that came out of some news articles about the experience. And I said, this has got to be an episode. And that will be a series. I mean, a recurring thing. Then Great British Bake Off, episode 9, Patissier. And Multiplex episode 4. And then we're back to our last audio news. So it's everything. And again, if you ever need support, support@supercast.com is there to help you. Though if you're listening to this episode, I'm assuming you're not you don't need support. But if you do, and the other thing is this is my main way to communicate. I learned this on Patreon. Most people just don't read their emails from Supercast or from me, and most people aren't on our Discord or follow our social media. And so these messages are how the majority of supporters get their information. I do it in a sleepy voice because there's I put it in at the end of the free show too. But this is a kind of key way, but these episodes are easy to skip, especially if you're just using one podcast app, right? And building your playlists from that podcast app. So, yeah, thanks everybody for supporting the show. Reach out if you have any feedback at sleepwithmepodcast.com. If you need support at supercast.com. And good night.